other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, hour number two, continuing with your phone calls. I got a bunch of economic news, health news, global government news, attacks on free speech and the internet, information all coming up. But let's continue with your phone calls. Brian, we just talked to him. Let's talk to Michelle in Maryland. You're on the air, Michelle.
Hi, Alex. I hope my 2 points fall in line with what you're discussing today, but I disagree with how the government are treating the 9/11 workers, and I agree with your feelings towards this topic. I work at a very prominent hospital as a nurse in Baltimore and had to take care of one of the members of either the Bilderberg or the Trilateral Commission Group, not sure which one, but this member asked me, what exactly is it that I do? And I said, I'm a nurse considered a professional in a validated profession, went to college for 4 years, et cetera, et cetera. And this member told me, quote, no, you're a skilled laborer, that's all you are, you're skilled at taking care of people like me, end quote. And I didn't realize until many years later after listening to
No, that's their religion, is to tell you you're scum and only their opinions matter and they are your god. At Bilderberg Group meetings, the staff is not allowed to look them in the eyes. That's admitted. I mean, you know, you're scum. You're there to serve them.
Right, right. And anyway, well, I'm planning on helping the rescue workers from 9/11 sometime early next year by providing free medical services and free medications by using some of my own money and through some volunteer efforts of other nurses and nurse practitioners from the Northeast. So instead of giving into commercialism and buying a luxury car or a house I can't afford, you know, I really want to help those who risk their lives for the people like us.
Well, Michelle, really it's going to be people like you with the loving things they do individually that save humanity. But according to the government, you know, those firefighters and police and military people and medical workers, they're just fine. Doesn't matter how many university medical centers scan their lungs. Doesn't matter how many die. Doesn't matter how many get lung cancer. I mean, the government just says it doesn't exist.
But it does. It does. So, but thank you so much for having me on your show. Thank you.
Well, Michelle, keep it up. And do you have a website or something?
It's not up and running yet, but I'll definitely give that information to you when it is.
What do you think of Congress blocking, almost 9 years later, medical aid to them?
You know, I hear all the patients talking about they know what's going on, but, you know, I mean, it just takes efforts of people, you know, that like you and I, and, you know, we just have to really keep trying to do what we can.
Well, think about all the carnage from what's going to happen with the Gulf cleanup. I mean, it's going to dwarf all the deaths with Exxon Valdez, but the government will just say again, we want world government, but it doesn't exist. We're taking your baby's blood, but it doesn't exist. We're putting mercury in the shots that brain damage you, but it's good for you. I appreciate your call. Good points, Michelle. Let's talk to Ryan in Pennsylvania. Ryan, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy. Got about a minute and a half. Go ahead.
I was just reading on the Internet a little bit ago about how it's illegal to videotape police officers now in 12 states. I wanted to see what you thought about
that. Well, you know, the courts are beginning to rule on this, and they're saying the police are misapplying wiretapping, where you tap into somebody's phone or sneak into their house at night and videotape them. That's illegal. But in a public place, there's not the perception of privacy. So how can the government videotape us from the polls, but then you videotape cops 200 yards away and they come over and arrest you? They're just trying to intimidate the public in 12 states to not videotape them. It's more lawless, corrupt government thuggery.
Hey, and they can pull you over and have a dash cam rolling without your consent. And
yeah, they're just trying to set the precedent to intimidate everybody. They know full well it's not illegal, but they can still get a grand jury to indict your butt. You're an uppity blood bag that's trying to actually stand up and say you have rights. You're here to supply blood to the government. Okay, how dare you? They're going to videotape you. You're not going to videotape them. They're going to arrest you for petty infractions, but not the illegal aliens, because they're on the government team. They're on the team. And together,
how do they do that? Like, so many people, they're like public figures out in public, on the public streets and everything.
Because it's a lawless, it's like scumbag, criminal, filth-run government that thinks it can tell you what to do. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. This is
all types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
On the march, the Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are into hour number two of this August 8th, 2010 Sunday transmission. I'll be back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, live. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. Don't forget, we have the free iPhone app. We also have a link to a free Android app. It's free. And you can get the podcast, links to the audio streams at Infowars.com. And even if you don't have an iPhone or iPad, you can send the free app to your friends and family that do. There's also the free download link for the podcast for any computer at Infowars.com. And we're gaining about three stations a week. So the broadcast, we've actually, a couple weeks ago, we had five stations in 1 week, picking up the weekday show and the weekend show. Very thankful to all those new affiliates. Look. We're being trained to submit. The establishment social psych warfare engineers are trying to break our will. They come out and admit, we're taking your baby's blood for the Pentagon at birth. Nothing you're going to do to stop it. There's no law. We just do it. We're going to put you through naked body scanners and save the images and bathe you in radiation. We're just going to do it. We're going to give 30 million illegal aliens free health care and let them have their babies here for free, and citizens have to pay for the baby. But when you have a baby as a citizen, you've got to pay. That's just the way it is. And we're going to set up a world government, a new global private currency run by private banks that have engineered the collapse. And that's just the way it is. And in 12 states, and even CNN and ABC are saying this isn't legal. In 12 states, they're arresting people. If you videotape cops 150 yards away beating somebody up, and then you put it on YouTube, they come and arrest you. If you videotape cops shooting somebody in the back, they come and arrest you. If you videotape cops in your own house, they arrest you. If you're riding down the road with a motorcycle on your helmet, riding down the road on a motorcycle with a camera on your helmet, in one of the more famous cases, and the cops pull you over and arrest you for, I mean, this is what America is. They're going to videotape you. They're going to face scan you. They're going to record your genitals. They're going to put cameras up and say, well, you have no reasonable perception of privacy in public, which is true. But we run the government. We should decide whether we want the government watching us with cameras. But then they come and arrest you for videotaping them. It's just all part of the government saying, we're God. This is the way it is. Put up with it. What did AP and Bloomberg report in the last week and a half? There's a 15-page article at Bloomberg last week that I marveled at here on air, where it mentioned that every major insurance company has had the feds change the regulations, not the laws, but the regulations, where they keep the dead vets' death benefits that that their widows have taken out on them, that their wives have taken out of their husbands, in $400,000, $500,000, a million, it gave different cases. And the government says, well, it's legal now. We made it legal to, you know, we're making it legal to take your pension funds. We're making it legal to take your Social Security. We're making it legal to keep your insurance money. They're just seeing what they can get away with. It's criminal. It's wrong. The government went rogue. It happens in every other case in every other nation in history. It's happening here. And it's big and it's bad. They've set up a tyranny where they brag that they want to get away with it. And they've tried to study us scientifically. I mean, this is serious. And they give little psychological cover stories to their enforcers and minions. Just like I told you a decade ago, this whole war on terror, even pre-9/11, had nothing to do with men in caves. And now we have the internal documents, MIAC, Homeland Security. It's all for gun owners, landowners, conservatives, libertarians. All right, let's go quickly to your calls. Let's go to Andrew, who disagrees. Then we're going to Lance, Forrest, and many others. You're on the air, Andrew.
Hey, Alex. I've been a longtime listener. Over the past year, I've really become disgusted with a lot of the things you say and do. I made a list of things, actually, if you'll give me just 1 minute to go through it. I know you like to cut people off and not let them finish.
Well, no, I will cut you. Hold on a minute. I will cut you off if something you say I said isn't true or is spun, and I will counter each of your points. But if you actually answer my questions, I'll keep you on. Go ahead.
Okay, let's start with this. I take real issue with the fact that you say you predicted 9/11. It's clear to anyone who can go and look for themselves that Bill Cooper predicted 9/11 1 month before you did. Do you want to respond or do you want me to just...
Yeah, no, I mean, I'll respond to that. I mean, Bill Cooper was somebody on like a 5,000-watt shortwave station, and I have heard clips of him saying they're hyping Bin Laden, they're going to stage something with him. I specifically said blow up the World Trade Center towers because I knew the feds had bombed it before. So the point is, I didn't hear him say that. I saw the media coming out and saying Al-Qaeda is going to attack you, give up all of your rights when this happens. I read, sir, a year before 9/11. 2 years before 9/11, all I talked about was government-sponsored terror because it was obvious. I saw the RAND Corporation say about a year before 9/11 that there's going to be terror attacks and we're going to take the American people's rights. Then they had the dark winter drill about 8 months before 9/11, practicing martial law. I mean, this is what Patriot Radio covers. So, of course, other people could see the clear programming. Okay, now let's go to your next point. Go ahead.
Okay, my next point is... You had Bill Cooper on your show one time.
Hold on just a minute. Hold on just a minute. Hold on a minute. This is all about patriot mythology infighting stuff. That's not what I do on my broadcast. Okay?
Oh.
And I know what you're going to say. You're going to say you had Bill Cooper on and you said that you let him go because he was cussing. And then people go listen to the radio interview and they don't hear cussing. And I appreciate your call. Have a good day. I'm not going to sit here and talk about some dead guy on my show, okay, who talked about flying submarines and flying saucers. And I've got his book, which I hadn't read till just a few years ago. I mean, I remember somebody gave it to me about 12, 14 years ago, and I just looked at it, and as soon as I only read part of it, as soon as it said that he'd seen video that space aliens shot, I mean, this is in there. And every time I mention this, people say, I'm making this up. No, he said video that aliens shot of Jesus being crucified. Okay, I'm not a UFO guy. He's a UFO guy. And people try to create this fake thing like there's some issue with me and him. Okay, all right? I mean, literally, he put out an email saying, the IRS is surrounding me. I need your help. I called him and said, I'd like to have you on. And he said, you're that, you know, bleeping such and such. You know how smart I am. And I thought, man, the guy was well known for constantly cussing on the air everywhere. And I got him on and we had 15-second delay. That was on 98.9 FM at the time, talk radio. And I was on there. I can't believe we're talking about this. They're putting poison in the water. They're trying to start war with Iran. And I say, if you disagree, if one guy calls in and says he's for world government and I'm bad because I'm not for it, another guy's for anchor babies and tries to imply I'm unchristian because I don't want to give free health care to all the illegal aliens and make them citizens, you know, when they have the babies here. And then you call in because I don't cover people that supposedly videotaped Jesus being crucified. I mean, or he said it was a hologram of aliens filming it. That's the wrong show, sir. It's the wrong show. I'd probably heard Bill two or three times. People send me cassette tapes talking about space aliens. I don't cover space aliens. I didn't even cover space aliens last week whenever Churchill, if I put it up on screen, now they've released all these memos where he was saying society will collapse, the aliens are real, what are we going to do? I guess I've got to start covering it. I mean, maybe he did see a hologram of aliens filming Jesus. I mean, I don't know. Wrong show. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's normal to say he saw flying submarines. Okay, Yeah, Churchill ordered UFO cover-ups, documents suggest. And I do get a lot of criticism for not covering UFOs here, because I can't get people to admit that they're in the process of killing the free Internet as we know it. I can't get people to read what's in the Cybersecurity Act. I can't get people to read what's in the Patriot Act and that it's written for the American people, not for foreign terrorists. I mean, I can't get people to admit that bisphenol A gives you cancer and sterilizes you, even when the government admits it. I mean, here's one. This is out of Natural News. HFCS, the poison that promotes obesity and liver damage. Two new studies have added more reason and concern of high fructose corn syrup cases significantly more harm the body than the mere sugar content. And it goes on, major university reports published in Pharmacology, Biochemistry, and Behavior researchers at Princeton University causes obesity and massive cancer. Now, that's news, and that's what we cover, not holograms, aliens, and Jesus. You got the wrong show, pal. We'll be right back.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time! Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance! Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408.
308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live. And for those that heard me talking about HFCS, in report after report by prestigious universities, and they knew this 50, 60 years ago, stimulates cancer growth, and once you have cancer, accelerates the growth of that cancer. Now, this is in tens of thousands of products. It's deadly. If you look at Americans' diets, it was just as bad 20, 30 years ago, but look at how diabetes and cancer are just growing off the charts. Diabetes has had almost a 3,000% increase in the last 20 years. It's the high fructose corn syrup. That is something you can take out of your diet and demand that food producers take out, or you won't buy what they're selling. And those major university reports are up on Infowars.com right now. I suggest you get it out to everybody you know and do something productive. It is not productive to sit here and talk about flying saucers. Though it is pretty amazing. Here's Fox News. Churchill ordered UFO cover-up, documents suggest. I almost covered this last week. But I really think the government's just getting us ready for fake alien invasions. That's in the Iron Mountain report and Project Bluebeam. We know that the government has. That's been declassified. Talked about having a fake alien invasion as a way to unify the planet for world government. That's the real conspiracy here. Are aliens visiting the Earth? Maybe. Maybe. I mean, I just can't prove it, so I don't get into it. But before I go back to your calls, we had a special for 2.5 weeks that was very popular. Buy one copy of my film, The Obama Deception, which covers the whole globalist banking takeover and how to stop them, and get three copies free, or buy two copies, get eight free. That special's now over. You can still get the film at Infowars.com on the online video bookstore shopping cart. But Invisible Empire, A New World Defined, our latest big-budget film, Jason Burmes directed it, I produced it. It's a New World Order on trial, their history, their operations. Very well done, very powerful. Buy one, get three free. Buy two, get eight free. That's going to be over in 2 weeks. Fall of the Republic, part two of the Obama Deception. This is over 2-hour film. Buy one, get three free. Same thing with Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. This covers the entire police state takeover grid, the staged terror, how the underwear bomber was staged, how the Christmas Day bombing was staged. Incredible information. The naked body scanners are covered. Buy one, get three free. Buy two, get eight free. Give them to your friends and family and support the broadcast, Infowars.com. Okay, let's hurry now to your phone calls. I'm really disappointed in the people that have called in and said they disagree. You know, I don't like world government, so I'm bad. I don't like open borders and anchor babies and having to pay for it, I'm bad. And the person's gotten mad at me lately for stuff that supposedly went on 10 years ago. Let's go ahead and talk to Lance in Texas. Lance, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, Prison Planet member, watching you here today. You look good. I hope you're having a good day. I think you're right about not being a UFO show because it's too hard to get people to believe that kind of stuff, even though there is stuff like Project Bluebeam and stuff like that. But
yeah, the only thing I can prove about UFOs is that the British and U.S. government have an admitted plan to tell people aliens are real to get the public to submit to whatever the government says.
Right. Okay. So real quick, did you cover last year, July 31st, 09, LA 09, FEMA took over Bryan, Texas, and there was a chemical plant fire?
No, I didn't, but I know that during NLE 09, we can search NLE 09, the top link is FEMA, admitting they worked with 14 foreign nations to, quote, take on domestic terrorists. And in many of the drills that happened all over the country, they simulated fighting disgruntled veterans and gun owners. So that's confirmed. A month ago, the guys went to Chicago and videotaped urban warfare takeover drills with foreign troops training to arrest the American people. But tell me what happened in Bryan, Texas.
Well, there was a chemical plant fire there where they evacuated like 50,000 people, and FEMA just happened to be there the day before.
Well, I know this. 12 years ago in 1998, They had a fake nuclear spill in Kyle, south of Austin, and I drove down there and found out it was fake and went on the radio and said it was fake, and then the media 2 days later said it was fake. So they claimed that radiation had been released in Kyle, and none of it was true, and then a few months later they had a fake bioweapon release at state police headquarters in North Austin, and it turned out that was fake as well.
Right. The Toxic Sky, the movie I just saw about chemtrails, it's they've got demonizing militias. The militias having a meeting. He tells the guy, hey, did you look at that website I told you? Possibly, you know, demonizing InfoWars. Big Pharma is actually the ones that take over the jet fuel. So basically they're coming out and just saying everything that we know is true is right here in front of your face in this movie. And Prophet Seer on YouTube has a video where the ROV, it braces its arm down on the floor right after, he starts recording right after the alarm goes off, and he says that, you know, the ocean floor rises up and then it just drops out. Like, I don't know if they're putting off nukes down there, but the day before that, there was a 3.0 earthquake in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Well, the United States, Israel, and others admit that they do have earthquake systems using nukes that are undetectable. They can trigger them on key fault lines. I appreciate your call, Lance. Forrest in West Virginia, you're on the air, Forrest.
Howdy, Alex. Yeah, the reason I'm calling is I want to talk to you about running for president of the United States of America in 2012. It'll be unlike any other campaign where it'll be radically honest. And from the get-go, you're going to say that the president is not going to save America, how presidents are selected, not elected, and just the whole campaign will be about educating people about 9th and 10th Amendment, taking the states back.
Hold on. Who are you saying you want to run for president?
And then while you're running, you would have Ventura or Watson or Burness, George Humphrey, or Lindsey Williams.
Are you saying I should run for president?
Yes. But it'll be like unlike any other campaign where, like, you know, you'll be radically honest. You'll say, hey, you know, a president isn't going to save this country. It's all about states' rights, cities' rights. It'll be about each individual.
Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. I would support Chuck Baldwin for the Constitution Party to use as a platform for education. Ron Paul, as a Republican, I'll be supporting. He's going to be running unless he has any health problems, which thank God he doesn't right now. Very healthy. And my job is to make films and have the radio show and do what I'm doing here. So if I was, I plan to never run for office, but if I did, I would run for Congress first. I am old enough now to run for president. I'm 36. You got to be 35. I'm not saying it isn't good to run for president because you can use it as a bully pulpit. Look at what happened, you know, the movement Ron Paul helped build that's really been foundational for the awakening that's happening now. As far as I'm flattered, you and a lot of other people have created websites for me to run for president in 2012. I don't think that's the way to go. I mean, it would be good for me individually as a publicity stunt. It's kind of scary being as prominent as I already am. Anything else, Forrest?
If Jason Berman's going to have another radio show, and I was talking to him on his radio show before it went off the air. I was talking to him about being a guest on Coast to Coast AM.
No. Jason's been here before and made one film and then gone back to New York, and then he was always planning to go back, so he was just doing that while he was here. People ask, where's Jason? He announced on the show that he was going back to New York, so no, he won't be doing a show here, at least in the near future. But I appreciate your call. Okay, Andrew, Lewis, Adam, Julio, Ty, Ernie, your calls are coming up.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new Evacuation Pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart of the resistance, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We're live. It's Sunday, the 8th day of August, 2010. More of your phone calls coming up. We got 2 segments left. We had Bob Chapman on 3 weeks ago, and then again Friday, a great financial analyst, and he said, look for next week the Federal Reserve to admit what the media has already been forced to admit, that we never left the recession and that we're really going into a depression. Well, they should know they designed it. And, of course, their answer will be allowing them to monetize trillions of dollars more of U.S. securities, U.S. T-bills and other instruments. Basically a form of derivative, just flooding the market, in devaluing the dollar further. Well, here's the Financial Times of London today. Fed set to downgrade outlook for U.S. And of course, the Chinese major brokerage houses and analysts have downgraded the United States and Europe and are saying that we're no longer AAA rated. That means the banks will get even higher interest when the government borrows from them to be able to create new money. Of course, before 1913, the government just issued the currency. That's what the Constitution says the Congress is supposed to do. But we let private bankers do whatever they want and do it secretly. The Federal Reserve is set to downgrade its assessment of U.S. economic prospects when it meets on Tuesday to discuss ways to reboot the flagging economy, when their own policy is to destroy the economy. That's what Nafta and GATT are. Faced with the weak economic data and rising fears of double-dip recession, the Federal Open Market Committee is likely to ensure its policy is not constraining growth and to use the statement to signal greater concern about the economy. It is, however, unlikely to agree on big new steps to boost growth. And its measures are exactly what Bob Chapman said they would be, just giving themselves more money to corner the market further. I want to go to your calls, but first, in the last week, we did two special videos that we posted at PrisonPlanet.tv in the highest quality, but also for everybody at my Alex Jones YouTube channel that has over 60 million views, or right at 60 million views. One of our eight channels, 150 million plus views total, showing the success we're having. These last two videos, one has had 400,000 views, the other right at 200,000 views. It needs to be a lot more than that. And it's a major health announcement. And, of course, I put this video out, Food, the Ultimate Secret Exposed, 15-minute video about a week and a half ago. In the last week, we've seen two new videos that we've also posted on the subject, one of them brain-eating viruses, because that's what these behavior viruses do. They want to inject you with a vaccine that, quote, makes it where you can't get angry anymore, blocking the receptors in the brain that would absorb hormones associated with aggression and stress and resistance. And that's what sodium fluoride and bisphenol A and all the rest of these chemicals admittedly do. And now they're admitting all over the news, all these big studies that, of course, just add them to the stack, that high fructose corn syrup is brain damaging you, causing cancer, destroying your pancreas. It's all in these videos. So please go watch them. Media pushes brain-eating vaccines is one, and Food, the Ultimate Secret Exposed is the other video. Very important information. All right, let's move fast now. Andrew in New York, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, first-time caller, 8-month listener. Welcome.
God bless you, sir. Welcome.
Okay, we have, remember you talked about the Google and Verizon backdoor, side door deal? And now it's with the SEC, of course. We have a quadruple. It's like, you know, like we get attacked from like four sides. We got the cybersecurity bill, which was passed, signed into law by Obama, of course. Then you have Cass Sunstein coming from the back door. You got who's calling for the end of free speech. You got the FBI, NSA, CIA from the other door, side door. Now you got the Google and Verizon at the other door. So this is a quadruple hostage situation.
And they admit they're going to block off most of the web, most of the websites, and you'll just be able to go to select sites. And this is mainstream news this weekend. I covered it earlier. AP's reporting, ABC, and the Huffington Post. Here's one of the headlines. Google Verizon deal, the end of the Internet as we know it, and it breaks it down. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I covered that 2 days earlier. It was on Friday, believe it or not. It was actually, Thursday was written. Friday I saw it, and then it was on, like, on CNBC News, but they kind of spin it to make it look like it was looking good. And then I
covered
it.
Yeah, you got the big mega corporations that control the infrastructure and the hubs, and they say that only select corporations that pay them will be basically accessible. That's where all this is going.
Yes, and then I covered it all day Friday, and then I had a big article, which your featured links, including the Obama deception removed by Google, of course, and you got the Gaston flag removed by Facebook, and what was that, Boycott BP, if I'm not mistaken, and then all that. And then I featured two articles from Huffington and Information Week to basically tie it in all together. Welcome to fascism, the attack on the First Amendment. And then also what I covered, this is just coming out of Bloomberg right now. I'm reading this. China risks sacrificing growth as energy curbs slow factory production. Remember what my father said, that China's going to collapse in 7 to 10 months?
Yes.
I think it's going to happen faster than you think.
Okay, well, Andrew, it sounds like you have an interesting website. What's the address?
Well, I don't have a website. It's like I have one of these biggest Facebook pages in New York City. It's like, and I tend to be.
And are you saying that you had the Gadsden flag removed off of your Facebook as well?
Well, no, but I saw that it was like all over the news.
That happened to us. They said this flag used by the founding fathers is evil. Andrew, I appreciate your call. Lewis in Ohio. Lewis, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller and who got through on his first attempt. I've been listening to you for about a year, and in that time I've come to understand what a true constitutionally based patriot is all about and the tyranny that's going on. So thank you very much
for
enlightening me. And I have an idea for us all. It might help in exposing stupidity and tyranny. I recall listening to your show a few days ago, and you were talking about how you coined the word. You said Obamatron. I like Obamatons. But why not get all of your listeners to start using either Tron or Ton, whatever it is you decide, which is best. And by doing this...
What word did I say I coined? Because I'm not remembering this.
I think you said Obamatrons, and I like Obamatons. But the point is this. Will Smith, the individual, he's a movie star, a rapper, he put a new word in the English language, getting jiggy. It took about 10 years. So why not have a new word that describes people who continually elect politicians who lie, cheat, and steal from them.
And I think they have a word. Definition. I think it's called schmucks.
Right, but if you use Obamatron, then this, to me, would kind of like wake people up. They would immediately grab onto it. You know, you're talking about Obama, the president of the United States of America. I mean, you're using his name there. But that's just something that I thought might serve, you know, like you did with telling all the people to Internet search tap water. Well, 60 million people were to start using the word Obamatron to describe fools who continually elect tyrants. It might start people to think, you know, what's going on here.
Yeah, I don't remember the word I coined. You may have misheard me. You're saying Obama-timed?
Obama-ton.
Yes, Obamatrons.
Right.
Or Obamatons. Yes, I don't know if I coined Obamaton, but I don't remember. But I think I've heard others use that. Obamaton would mean like a mindless robot. So that's an interesting idea, Lewis. I appreciate your call. Very interesting. All right, I'm going to try to just blitz through calls. Adam, Julio, Ty, Ernie, Mike, Gary, Lisa, Chuck, Jared. I'm going to try to jam in one call a minute in this final segment coming up. All the other news and info we didn't get to is up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And we couldn't do any of this without you, the great listeners, taking action. That's why the establishment is now moving to try to curtail and shut down freedom on the web.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now here's your limited time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio
for over 10 years.
GCN. Great talk radio
starts here.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I am a political atheist, to use a term that Gerald Celente coined. By the way, he's on with us tomorrow, or is it Tuesday? Tomorrow, got some other big guests throughout the week. I'll just leave it at that. Some surprise info. And I just go research the facts and see what the globalists are actually saying in their white papers. And I gauge that through a historical lens. And then I come and talk about it on air. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm a truth teller, a freedom lover, someone who wants to be free and for my family to be free and for you to be free. And I'm against whatever the unelected New World Order is up to from A to Z. Now, let's take 9 phone calls in the last 10 minutes. Adam in Virginia, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. This is Adam, Virginia, calling. There was a show on CNN last night called Toxic America. Have you heard anything of that? Have you seen that by
chance?
No. Okay. You know how you always play that clip of the mercury, how it's good for your brain and all that clip? Well, I got another clip. This one was about BPA. And the lady was basically saying that it's great. There's nothing wrong with it, and the FDA approves it, and they say it's okay.
So wait a minute. The FDA came out last week and said that we shouldn't have approved this, and it is causing cancer, bisphenol A. You're telling me CNN said it was good.
Yeah. If you go on YouTube and you just put in Toxic Space America Space Wheeland, her name is Whelan. It's the first link on YouTube. It's 6 minutes long. And it's a debate between Sanjay Gupta, there's the doctor in stage and the doctor on the TV. And that's the one who was saying about BPA being good, basically.
Now, wait a minute. This is what's in the lining of many soft drinks, fruit packages, meat packages, four states of Bandit. I mean, it's admittedly, it's in 40% of the companies that have printer ink. When you get a receipt, just a little bit of it can really reduce your fertility and give you cancer. This is 100%, they admit it, and they're saying it's good. Now, what's the name of the YouTube video again? Because I want to pull this up.
Okay, the actual clip name is Dr. Elizabeth Whelan discussing children's health and environmental on CNN, but that's too long. So if you just YouTube.
No, we'll pull it up. Dr. Elizabeth Whelan. I'll get Matt Ryan pulling double duty in here on Sunday to post the YouTube video up at Infowars.com by about 10 minutes after the show. I appreciate your call, Adam. Great point. Julio in Illinois, welcome.
Alex Jones, I love you, and I love all the InfoWarriors continuously spreading the truth throughout the world. God bless you all. Quickly, T-shirt idea and another idea. Number one, freedom movement, and on the back, unlock the Pandora's box, call the mind, InfoWars.com. As you mentioned, you talked about Cass Sunstein and his ridiculous white paper conspiracy theories. I'm for certain that they have COINTELPRO infiltrating the Tea Party. Forget the Tea Party. As Martin Luther King said, we're here to collect a debt. That debt is our freedom. Think about that idea of the freedom movement, a T-shirt. Secondly, I'm proud of the poison tap water Google search term. I got my girlfriend to switch to Tom's of Maine fluoride-free toothpaste. Everyone needs to do that. It's unbelievable toothpaste. It's like $4 or whatever. It's the best.
Yeah, we did make poison tap water the number one search on Google. Great job, listeners. Julio got a jump. Great job. It's one person at a time we're going to save here, getting the word out. Keep it up. Ty in New York, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Quick question / comment. Okay, so during the Continental Congress, as you well know, there were people for war with the Empire or England, and there were people against war with the Empire and England. And what I was interested in is, I mean, we know and hear daily from you and other people who are enlightened about these things that they're obviously trying to crush us. They are trying to kill us. This is overt. There is nothing really hidden about it. And just like on a micro level, if someone comes to you and wants to attack or assault your person, you have to defend yourself. So my question is, when or how much do we take before we mass a force of our own? And I don't say this in the terms of violence, but again, in the sense of civil disobedience as an MLK type of march, a Gandhi type sit-in.
Well, we are being assaulted by the fluoride, the bisphenol A, the GMO, the corn syrup, and we have a right to go to our cities and say, listen, you can sit there and giggle, you little crook, to whatever mayor it is, but we've got all the major top scientists, all of them, from the EPA coming out in the last decade saying take it out, the fluoride. And we need to get really aggressive about this because we are being assaulted financially by the bankers. We are being assaulted by NAFTA and GATT. We are being assaulted by the police state. And it's time to get angry. The awakening's happening now, Ty. I appreciate your call. Ernie in Nebraska. Ernie, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Love what's going on. I've handed out probably 1,000 copies of various DVDs. Got a couple things for you. One, you say everybody has a blind spot in certain areas. And I believe I know what your blind spot is. I'm going to send you a PowerPoint slideshow that will give you 150 years of history, law, federal code, case law, the whole bit, which will open up your eyes to the blind spot.
What is my blind spot?
Your blind spot. You keep saying that our government has been taken over by corporations, when the fact is, according to the law and history, our government has not been taken over. It is a corporation. And you are seen as simply an asset of the corporation. It goes from God. God created sovereign man. Man created the states. States created the federal government. How can the created have power over the creator?
Well,
they've created a corporation, which then created other entities. Anyway, this slideshow will give you the history of it. Now, Larry B. Kraft has said, oh, this is, patriot mythology, but he never gives any legal basis for it. And one of the things is he's an attorney. No attorney will challenge this and get you to think outside the box.
Okay, I'll look into it, Ernie. I'll look into it. I appreciate your call. Mike in California, you're on the air.
Thanks, Al. I just wanted to ask you a constitutional question.
Okay.
Article 1, Section 8 seems to limit the power of Congress to the district, which is Washington, D.C., and any property purchased from the states with the state's consent. Outside of that, it doesn't seem to have any authority whatsoever. What do you think?
I agree with you, and that's why major states are now threatening to take national parks back from the feds, and major states are also saying, like Nevada, in Utah and others where upwards of 90% in those states is federal controlled and owned, the states have the power to stake a claim and take it back and then sell it at very reduced prices to fund themselves and fund the state government. And so we need to move in this direction.
All right, I appreciate that. It just seems funny that Congress has all this authority when the Constitution doesn't give it to them.
No, exactly. We have to stand up and say, you're out of line. You're not allowed to take our baby's blood secretly at birth for a Pentagon database. You're not allowed to bathe us in radiation and record our naked bodies and save it. You're not allowed to violate the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Here it is. U.S. National Parks face sale. Governor of Wyoming threatens to sell chunk of Grand Teton. Didn't know you could say that on the radio. Unless White House boosts state's education budget. That's an attempt at a pun or a joke, folks. Didn't know you could say that on the radio, Grand Teton. That says in French. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in California. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead. We just went to Mike. Sorry. Gary in Washington, D.C. Go ahead.
Alex, how are you today?
Good, sir.
Listen, in the 1 minute we have, I think we agree on a lot of stuff. You've said that there are secret societies that are not so secret anymore, the Illuminati, Skull and Bones, the Luciferians, the Knights of Templar. You've said there's the Bohemian Grove, the Bilderberg Group, the Club of Rome, the United Nations, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the G20 Summit, all working together.
And there's also mafias. There's the Italian mafia, the Jewish mafia, the Japanese mafia, the Chinese mafia, I mentioned Jewish mafia. There's different other Asian gangs. I mean, that's all government is a collection of mafias.
But here's the thing, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the richest, most powerful people in the world, a very small group. Many of them are hitting their 80s, looking for ways to outlive their normal lifespan. While they poison the water, they poison the air, they poison the food,
yes.
They poison the vaccines. And here's my question for you, Alex. One, it's a three-part question. One, what is wrong with the frog that is starting to boil in the water right now? Having a million-man march with our arms that we are allowed to bear in this city, in Washington, D.C.
The problem is the feds would stage a bombing and blame it on us, but we have had peaceful marches, and that's an old-fashioned way of getting media attention. How about we have a march on the Internet, a march on talk radio, a march on our local state houses? Instead of focusing just on Washington, take the states back with nullification under the 9th and 10th Amendment to block the feds. I'm out of time, Gary and Lisa and Chuck and Jared and Moses. I'll try to get to you tomorrow. So 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time with the live broadcast. If you don't have a local AM and FM in your area, call local stations. A lot of them are picking us up. And the station owners keep saying, hey, I heard you 10 years ago, thought you were a kook. Everything you talked about has come true. And you get good ratings, we're going to put you on the air. But you can also listen at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, XM carries part of the weekday show. And, of course, you can also listen on Global Shortwave. That's all listed at InfoWars.com. I want to say great job to the crew. Whatever you do, take on tyranny in little ways every day. We're going to beat these people.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.